As the competition for workers remains fierce, employers are looking outside traditional labor pools. I'm John Maynor, President and CEO of the Cape Chamber. Let's talk business. In the Cape Jackson metro area, there are more open positions than available workers. We are urging employers to look at various non-traditional sources for help. A couple of these methods are gaining steam and having positive results in other areas of the state and country. Missouri has many veterans looking to re-enter the workforce. These workers have a proven work ethic and a variety of valuable skills gained from their military service and training, prior employment, and specialized education. The Missouri Division of Workforce Development is poised to help employers through the Missouri Job Centers. They offer a program called Show Me Heroes on-the-job training. The program will reimburse 50% of the wages of workers for up to 1,040 hours of OJT. Employers can participate if the position is permanent and full-time, at least 32 hours a week, and you participate in E-Verify. If interested, contact your nearest Missouri Job Center. Another non-traditional labor pool is ex-offenders. Now, don't shut me out. Many employers are finding out giving people a second chance can have great benefits. Missouri Department of Corrections offers numerous rehabilitation services and technical training. These include programs in auto mechanics, welding, building trades, certified nurse's assistant, culinary arts, diesel mechanics, plumbing, and the list goes on. Missouri Department of Probation and Parole will help find a fit for your business. Remember, a tight labor market calls for innovative solutions. I'm John Maynor. For more information on this and other business issues, visit krcu.org.